The Sabbath, a Day of Praise. Loma Linda, California, November 11, 1907. On Sabbath morning, I drove with Sarah to Riverside, a town 9 miles from Loma Linda. The mountain roads were in good condition, and we greatly enjoyed the ride in the bracing air. At Riverside, we found a full house. The church is not large, and if the work is done at Riverside that God designed shall be done, they will have to enlarge their borders. Riverside is a large place, and there has not been the effort put forth for it that should have been given. W.C. White and another minister were with me on the rostrum. I thought I would speak only half an hour, and thus give the others an opportunity to speak. I was glad to have them share my appointment. Brother Chrysler reported the meeting. The singing was excellent. Before we closed the meeting, I said I would like to pray. The Lord gave me the spirit of prayer. Then another hymn was sung, and the meeting closed. Afterward, I went the whole length of the church, shaking hands with the people and speaking to them words of encouragement. I tried to speak hopeful words. I said to them that on the Sabbath day we should feel it our privilege to be cheerful and happy. There should be no censuring, no talking of doubts and gloom. This is not right on any day, but especially on the Sabbath, our words should be words of faith and hope and gladness. Our hearts should be glad in the Lord, and our lips should speak forth His praise. The hour which we meet for Sabbath worship should be a time when the tongue can testify of the grace and love of God. Have we not reason to speak of His goodness and tell of His power? When friends are kind to us, we feel it a privilege and a duty to thank them for their kindness. How much more should we return thanks to the friend who has given us every good and perfect gift? Let us cultivate in every church thanksgiving to God. Let our gifts and thanksgiving offerings declare our gratitude for the favors we daily receive. Not only by our words, but in our countenances we should show forth the joy of the Lord. The message of the Lord's saving grace is to be made known. Educate your lips to praise God in the family circle. Teach your children to offer praise and thanksgiving to God. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150, verse 6. The Lord will not close up the period of probation until the message has been carried to the world. But we are to give the trumpet a certain sound, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. The brethren in Southern California need to understand that they have individual responsibilities to bear. They are accountable to God for individual duties. A great work is to be done in setting before the world the saving truths of the gospel. This is His ordained means for stemming the tide of moral corruption. The message of the third angel is to go with power, and is to be a means of restoring the moral image of God in man. The messages that are coming from heaven are the only power that will draw the hearts of the people of God together. He designs that these messages should be understood by the people as the last testing message that will be given to a fallen world.